And Iraq's oil ministry has opened the doors to 5 Western oil companies. They haven't had access to Iraq for 36 years, and this could dramatically increase the world's oil supply. Peter Zion is an energy analyst at the geopolitical intelligence group Stratfor. He says these were no-bid contracts.
The terms are still being worked out. What we do know is that the Iraqi government is attempting to, in the short term, boost their output by approximately 500,000 barrels per day, which in the grand scheme of things is not a huge increase. Also, this is 4 separate contracts we're looking at here, so none of them are particularly large. The real meat in Iraq's industry is going to come later. These first sets, you can't book your reserves. The production is not something you own. There's service contracts, and that's it.
The production is not something you own. Does that mean the oil companies are not going to profit significantly from this?
They'll certainly profit. They're going to get paid for their work, but they can't take the crude and then sell it themselves. They'll have to give it to the government, and the government will then sell it to whoever they choose.
So does it look like this is a better deal right now for the oil companies or for the Iraqi government?
Oh, at this point, it's certainly the Iraqis. One of the advantages you have in no-bid contracts is you don't have to necessarily let the competition talk to each other. That certainly puts in opportunities for corruption, which is why it's not standard in the industry. But in countries that are just getting on their feet, where the political situation is very sketchy, it allows a great deal of control by the local government, something that, in general, the oil companies actually are not too fond of.
Well, in that case, why were these companies so eager to get into Iraq and start drilling?
Because Iraq is more than just about a handful of contracts in the early days. Most of the international oil companies are looking at the United States market and seeing a market that produces on average only 10 barrels of crude per well per day. In Iraq, that number is 10,000. They have the largest, easiest reservoirs to tap. They're very close to existing export points. There's infrastructure in place for over double the amount of oil that currently is being produced in Iraq. When Iraq does ultimately open up in a big way and allow greenfield investments, every single oil major in the world wants to be part of that play. And if that means signing deals that you're not exactly thrilled with today, so be it.
What are these oil companies going to find when they go into these existing oil fields? Is the infrastructure in good shape, or are they going to have to build more or less from scratch?
Bear in mind that the southern oil fields of Iraq, especially in the Rumalia and Basra area, are extraordinarily close to the Persian Gulf. The one that's furthest away is less than 100 miles. Also, most of the infrastructure is intact simply because most of the infrastructure isn't actually in Iraq. There are oil export points that go west through Syria, north and west through Turkey, south and west through Saudi Arabia, that between them can handle almost 4 million barrels of crude. Right now, they're hardly being used at all. Whoever goes in and starts drilling and starts adding production really doesn't have to sink a huge amount of infrastructure. You've got easy fields and easy ways to get it out of the country.
How soon could the oil start getting out into the global supply?
They could start working probably within a few weeks of the signing of any deal. After that, that 500,000 barrels per day of fresh production could certainly all come online in just a few months. They're working at existing reservoirs that are well mapped out, already connected to infrastructure. After that, when you're talking about big deals, you could see an additional fresh 1 million barrels a day added in under a year of that happening, and that being repeated, an extra 1 million barrels per year, every year for probably 5 or 6 years. And then all of a sudden you have a second Saudi Arabia.
Peter Zion is director of analysis at the intelligence research group Stratfor, based in Austin, Texas. Good to talk with you.
Glad to be here.